Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. Mike and Kim along with you here out of Allentown, Nebraska. Proud to be your guests, bringing you a little ray of sunshine today. And speaking of sunshine, well, I don't know if the weather's going to be like in Rapid City, but they're going to wind down the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up this weekend. They've got the Ian Muncy concert coming up on February 7th. Still time to get a ticket for that and some weekend events. So if you haven't been to the Stock Show yet, you need to find out what's going on by going to blackhillsstockshow.com and getting over there to Rapid City.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? Well, you do now. Tri-State Livestock News. It offers all that and more every week. No need to roam for information, just you and all this information. It's the latest information. Actually, it sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online at tsln.com.
All right, Kim, what are you going to share with us today on The Good Stuff?
Well, Chris Beckbee a little bit ago sent us some real signs and warning labels found on consumer products, and okay. I want to do some more of those.
All right.
You want to share?
Yeah.
All right, let's share. Outside a gas station car wash, wash and vacuum senior citizens, $15.95.
Hey, that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
A sign at the library that said, the library will be closed July 4th for the 4th of July.
Cleared that right up, didn't they? Outside a community center. Smoking, bare feet, pets prohibited in the building.
They need some punctuation on that
I think they need some commas, maybe.
A warning label on a box of rat poison has been found to cause cancer in laboratory mice.
Oh, dear. On an adult Superman costume. Warning, does not enable user to fly.
You think an adult would know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what thing?
Well, at a grocery store deli. Steamed broccoli ingredients. Broccoli, salt, pepper, steam. Never seen steam listed as an ingredient
either.
Before.
Outside an election polling place. No campaign materials or clothing allowed inside the polling place.
Well, that would make it interesting, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they had a lot of people come to vote.
A label on a chopping board sold at a discount store. Wood chopping board. Wife clean only. Do not soak, do not use as chopping board.
And on the package of wire hangers, warning, do not swallow.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Chris Beckbee from Valentine sent those. He's very loyal. He gets really good things to us on a regular basis.
I have a few instructions for life. I do not know the author on this. So if you send something to us, please include the author if you know
who it
is.
If you have it, yeah. No pressure if you don't. Still send it.
Instructions for life. Take into account that great love and great achievements involve great risk.
True.
When you lose, don't lose the lesson.
That's a good idea.
Follow the three R's. Respect for self, respect for others, and responsibility for your actions.
Very good.
Remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of luck.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Oftentimes, we only can recognize that when we look back.
True. Hindsight's 20/20, right?
Yep.
Number five, learn the rules so you know how to break them properly. That was kind of an odd one in there, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let a little dispute injure a great friendship. When you realize you've made a mistake, take immediate steps to correct it. That's number seven. Number eight, spend some time alone every day. Number nine, open your arms to change, but don't let go of your values. Number 10 on the list is remember that silence is sometimes the best answer. Hard to do, but the best answer.
That's right.
A couple more of these. Live a good, honorable life. Then, when you get older and think back, you'll be able to enjoy it a second time. And one more of those. In disagreements with loved ones, deal only with the current situation. Don't bring up the past. Those are some instructions for life here on the Good Stuff program.
Some pretty solid advice, I would say. Here's a cute little story before we wrap up. One day in early fall, a class of second graders was discussing what I want to be when I grow up. The teacher received the usual replies, a fireman, a nurse. Then she asked a youngster deep in thought what he would like to be someday. He looked up with a frown and replied, I don't even know what I want to be for Halloween yet.
Perspective on that one again,
isn't
it?
That's right.
And again, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.